From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA recently confirmed the discovery of an atypical case of mad cow disease in a six-year-old mixed-breed beef cow in Florida. Atypical is different than the classical mad cow, and it generally occurs in older cattle and seems to arise rarely and spontaneously in all cattle populations. AgWeb.com reports news of the discovery had little, if any, impact on cattle markets. A stealthy competitor is stealing space at the grocery meat counter in the packaged meal freezer, on menus in restaurants across the country, and on consumer plates. It's alternative, plant-based, and potentially lab-grown animal cellular proteins. According to AgWeb.com, U.S. sales of plant-based proteins totaled $553 million in 2012, but in just 5 years, plant-based protein sales jumped to $670 million in 2017. National Pork Board's Jared Sutton says the alternative protein segment is something we are well aware of and something we're focused on understanding, especially the composition. Staff-level talks are setting the stage for the Farm Bill. Former House Ag Chair and current member Frank Lucas of Oklahoma says lawmakers return to Washington this week and will begin mending the two versions of the Farm Bill. According to the Radio Oklahoma Network, Lucas says having 5 years of certainty on the books is significantly more preferable in his mind rather than seeking a one-year extension to the current Farm Bill and continuing to kick the can down the road.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.